奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会，我们一起唱诗389首。
The name of Jesus Christ begin this evening service. Let us all sing him 389. Man has a lot of weaknesses.
啊，但是在神的面前，我们常常不能够将我们的软弱表现出来。
But in front of others, sometimes it's hard for us to show our weaknesses.
啊，甚至我们要装的自己是很刚强的。
And sometimes we even have to pretend that we are very strong.
啊，但是感谢神，啊，在神的面前，我们就不用这样子。
But thank God that in front of God, we do not need to do that.
我们可以很真实的。啊，让神知道我们的软弱。
We can confidently come in front of Him and let Him know of our weaknesses.
啊，这样的真实反而让我们能够更加亲近神，更多的体验神。
And this type of honesty can make us experience and know God more.
那我们感谢天父真神啊，让我们今天晚上能够在一起来敬拜神。
And we thank our Heavenly Father that we can gather together tonight to worship Him.
啊，愿他的恩惠、他的平安啊，充满我们。
May His grace and His peace fill us.
在正道之前，我们一起同心跪下，感谢祷告。
Now let us pray together in one accord and offer our thanks to God.
今天晚上我们要根据主耶稣所行的一个神迹，我们来谈人的软弱。
And tonight, through a miracle that the Lord Jesus performed, we are going to share about the weaknesses of man and the mightiness of the Lord.
我们请先来看约翰福音二十章。
Let us first turn to the book of John, chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章三十节。
John chapter 20, verse 30.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book.
约翰说在约翰福音里头并没有将主耶稣所行所有的神迹都记录下来。
And so here John mentioned that he did not record all the miracles and signs that the Lord Jesus performed.
那所记录下来的啊，应该有它特别的意义啊，或者它的代表性。
So what was recorded had its own significance and also symbolism.
今天晚上我们来看约翰福音第五章。
So tonight, let us look at John chapter 5.
主耶稣医治了一个病了38年的人的一个人。
And the Lord Jesus have healed someone who was sick for 38 years.
那地点是在这个耶路撒冷的一个毕士大池的旁边。
And the location is at the in Jerusalem by the sheep gate at the pool.
那这个人为什么会在那里？
Why was this man there?
啊，因为那里聚集了很多啊有病痛的人。
Because there are many people who are with illness, who are with illnesses gathered around there.
那这许多的人都等在那里。
And they're all waiting there.
照他们的传说，这个水池有时候水会搅动。
According to the people, that sometimes the water will move.
啊，有人说这是因为天使啊在。水池来搅动这个水池。
Some said that is because the angels were there to stir up the water.
啊，所以如果第一个跳下去的，无论是什么病，都能够得到医治。
So the first one to jump into the water, no matter what his illnesses is, it will be healed.
那所以很多啊病一直没有办法得医治的人，他们就等在那里。
So there's a lot of people with illnesses that they cannot heal.They all wait there.
他们都希望啊，能够有这样的一个神迹来产生。
They hope that they could see a miracle happen.
啊，包括这一个已经病了38年的人。
Include this man who were already sick for 38 years.
那主耶稣来到这里，主耶稣就接近这一个人。
And when Jesus was there, he approached this man.
那主耶稣就问他说，啊，你想不想要得到医治？
And the Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?"
啊，这个人就很无望的说，啊，我等在这里，但是我不可能第一个跳到水里头去。
And so this man answered him, and very hopelessly he said, "I have waited here for a long time, but there is no way that I can be the first one to step into the water."
啊，结果主耶稣就叫他说，你起来。
Then Jesus told him, rise.
拿着你的褥子走吧。
Take up your mat and walk.
圣经说那个人就起来，他的病就得医治了。
And the Bible said the man was made well and took up his mat and walk.
这个人他是很没有希望的。
And this man was originally hopeless.
但是呢，他也来到这里。
Yet he still made it there.
所以这个人他真的是想要希望自己病能够好。
So we can see that he really wanted to be healed.
那这三十八年里头，他可能也试过很多的方法。
And in the time of 38 years, he probably tried many other ways as well.
这么久了，但是他还不放弃。
And he's been trying for so long, yet he did not give up.
他觉得说，那只剩下这一个方法。
And to him, this is the only way left.
但是又很不机会很少，他能够第一个跳下去。
And but there's very small chance that he would be the first one to jump into the water.
如果是你的话，你会来到这里吗？
If you were in his shoes, would you even be there?
我们可能说不会。
We probably say no.
但是如果真的我们在那种情况之下，或许我们跟这个人一样，也会来到这里。
But if we were really in the same situation as this man, we probably would still go to this location.
其实这就是人性很光明的一面。
And so this is actually a bright side of man's natural man's nature.
活着好像很容易。
And living seems to be very easy.
其实有很多人是很努力才能够活下去。
But in fact, a lot of people have to put a lot of effort in life.
但是他们还是这样在挣扎，这样在努力。
And still, they're struggling and striving every day.
所以我们的周遭真的有很多人需要被怜悯。
And so, indeed, in around us, there are a lot of people that need mercy.
有人真的是很努力、很挣扎的要来活下去。
Some people are really struggling and working hard, trying to live.
如果我们是活得好好的，
if we are living well right now,
真的我们要非常的感谢神。
We really need to thank God.
那主耶稣来到这个很无助的人。
And so the Lord Jesus appeared to this hopeless man.
他没有办法帮助自己。
This man could not help himself.
也看起来没有人会真的来帮助他。
And it seems like nobody can really help him either.
或许这就是人的自私吧。
Perhaps this is the selfishness of man.
或许他可以跟人家讲，你知道吗？我就病了三十八年。
Maybe he could tell people and say, "Do you know that I've already been sick for 38 years?"
所以我应该有优先来跳到水里头去。
So I should have priority to get into this water first.
但是或许有人会说，你知道我病有多严重吗？
But perhaps other people will tell him, do you know how severe my illness is?
或许有人说我病得比你久。
Or maybe someone will say, I am sick even longer than you are.
这也难怪为什么人会自私。
And so it's very natural for men to be selfish.
你以为我比你好吗？
Do you think I'm better than you?
其实我也很软弱，很多的软弱。
I also have a lot of weaknesses.
你以为我比你富足吗？
Do you think I'm richer than you?
其实我有很多方面我也是很贫穷的。
And in fact, in a lot of aspects, I'm still very poor.
这就是为什么人会自私，为什么从人来的帮助其实是很少的。
And that's why men are oftentimes selfish and it is very little that we can get help from other people.
那主耶稣选择这一个人来行神迹。
So the Lord Jesus chose this man to perform miracle.
对这个人来讲，这是特别的恩典。
To this man, this is a special grace.
主耶稣来帮助这个很无助的人。
The Lord Jesus came to help this hopeless man.
那当我们无助的时候，
So when we are feeling hopeless,
希望我们也能够像这个人一样蒙主的恩典。
And we wish that we could be like this man, that the Lord will show mercy on us.
那我们也来看为什么主耶稣的能力彰显在这个人身上。
And so let's see the reason why the Lord Jesus show his power onto this man.
我想至少有两啊，有两点我们可以注意的。
There are two points that we can pay attention to.
第一个，照着这一个人的那一种渴慕。
Firstly is the his longing and his desire.
哦，这个人渴慕能够得到医治。
He longed to be healed.
哦，所以虽然已经病了38年，他还是来到这里。
And even though he has been sick for 38 years, he still made it to that place.
虽然不可能他第一个跳下去，但是他还是来到这里。
Even though it's almost impossible for him to be the first one to get into the water, he still made it to that place.
他真的很渴慕，希望能够得到医治。
He really desired and longed to be healed.
所以神有时候看我们渴慕的程度到哪里。
So sometimes, the Lord Jesus will look at how much or the level or the extent of which we long for something.
是的，生活当中有时候我们对神也会有所求。
And in our life, sometimes we will tell the Lord our needs.
我们希望我们能够得着。
We hope that we can gain it.
哦，那神在看我们的渴慕。
Then the Lord will look at our desire.
哦，那再来就是这一个人的服从。
Next is this person's submissiveness.
哦，因为主耶稣给他的看起来好像太容易了。
And what the Lord Jesus gave him seems to be very easy.
哦，圣经是没有说这个人他是怎么来到这个池子旁边。
The Bible did not tell us how this man managed to get there.
哦，光是来到这个池子旁边，对这个人来讲，已经是一件很困难的事情。
And to him to be able to be there was already difficult enough.
那说要跳到池子里头，那更不用讲了。
And let alone that he had to step into the water.
啊，但是主耶稣却只是跟他讲说，你站起来。
But the Lord only say to him, rise.
哦，有时候太简单，反而让人不容易去接受或者顺服。
Sometimes things being too easy, it's hard for men to accept or to submit to it.
哦，但是就照这一个人的渴慕跟顺从，主耶稣的能力就临到他的身上。
But through his longing, desires, and his submission, the grace of the Lord Jesus came upon him.
我们请看约翰福音第五章第六节。
Let's turn to John chapter 5, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?"
主耶稣当然知道他要得到痊愈。
Of course, the Lord Jesus already knew that he wanted to be healed.
但是主耶稣常常是刻意的在问他。
But sometimes he purposely asked him again.
哦，就好像主耶稣问那个瞎眼的说，要我为你做什么？
Just like the Lord Jesus asked the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?"
哦，这个人一直在喊着说，大卫的子孙可怜我。
That person keep on calling out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
哦，那主耶稣还特别刻意的问他，要我为你做什么？
So the Lord Jesus still purposely asked him, "What do you want me to do?"
哦，可见有时候我们我们的心跟我们的行为啊，它不一定是完全配合的。
And sometimes we can see that our action and our intention or our heart might not be in accordance to one another.
哦，有时候其实我们只是试试看。
Sometimes we're just trying.
哦，我们。想要改变或得着，并不是真的那么强烈。
And our desire to want to gain that thing or to want our wants is not that strong.
哦，所以不是神有没有能力。
So sometimes it's not the issue of whether or not God has the power.
哦，而是要看我们自己那种渴望，是不是真的是很热切。
But rather sometimes, It depends on whether our desires is that strong.
啊，所以我们看到圣经很多的人物，真的他们那一种渴望真的是很强烈。
And we can see some Bible characters that we study that their longing or their desires is really strong.
哦，从各种不同他们的表现，他们的所做的来表现出他们真的是很强烈的渴望。
And for several things that they are taking action on or.Things that they are doing, we can see how strong their desire is.
在旧约时代，乃曼元帅 他来到以色列地。
For example, in the Old Testament time, a commander Naaman came to the land of Israel.
哦，他也是一个有一个啊，有一个很强烈的心，我要得医治。
And he had a strong desire to be healed as well.
哦，所以我们从他所准备的，我们可以看得出来，他真的很渴慕。
And so from the things that he prepared, we can really see how he longed to be healed.
他带了很多的礼物来。
He brought many gifts.
哦，但是一开始乃曼有渴望，但是他并没有顺服。
But Naaman started off with a strong desire, but he was not submissive.
哦，因为先知只是叫仆人去跟他讲说，你到约旦河去沐浴七回。
The prophet sent his servant to tell him to bathe himself seven times in the river.
哦，是一件很简单的事情，但是呢，他却不愿意。
It was quite a simple thing to do, but he was not willing.
哦，最后。他的一个仆人跟他建议说，这么简单你为什么不做呢？
Lastly, a servant of his suggests to him, it's such an easy thing, why wouldn't you try it?
哦，如果先知要你做一件很困难的事情，你是不是也必须要去做？
If the prophet asked you to do something difficult, wouldn't you have tried that as well?
哦，所以他渴望他又顺服了，所以他的麻风病也得了医治。
So after his strong desire were accompanied by his submission, he was healed.
好，所以这个人对耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
So towards this man, Jesus told him, rise, take up your bed and walk.
好，那他的回应就是照主耶稣所说的，他就起来了。
So his response is to do accordingly, and he arose.
好，他就没有啊，因为他刚在主耶稣跟他对话里头呢，他强调着说，我不是第一，我不可能第一个跳下水里头去。
And from his conversation with the Lord, he emphasized that it was almost impossible for him to be the first one to get into the water.
哦，他一直认为说这是最后的方法。
He always thought that this is the last resort.
哦，他觉得说我必须这样子，我才能够得医治。
And he knew that I need to do this so that I can be healed.
哦，我想我在生活当中，我们也常常会有这样的盲点。
And sometimes in our life, we also have this kind of blind spot.
哦，或许我们已经有很多的经验了。
And perhaps we have many experiences.
哦，或许我们真的试了很多的方法。
And perhaps we already tried many other ways.
哦，所以常常我们有一个结论，就是必须要这样子。
So sometimes we will come to this conclusion that I must do this thing.
哦，这样子我们常常就低估了神的能力。
And if we do that, then we underestimate God's power.
在旧约时代，亚伯拉罕他要救他的侄子罗德。
In the Old Testament time, once Abraham was trying to save his nephew Lot.
哦，因为神要毁灭所多嘛。
Because the Lord is going to destroy Sodom.
哦，罗德一家人住在所多嘛。
Lot and his family lived there.
那亚伯拉罕爱罗德，他希望罗德不会被毁灭。
Abraham loved Lot, and he did not wish for him to be destroyed.
他的想法就是，神不毁灭这个城，那我的侄子罗德就不会，他就平安了。
And his way of thinking is, if the Lord did not destroy the city of Sodom, then my nephew and his family will be safe.
哦，所以他这样认为，所以他的祈求就是这样子。
Because that was his thought, that is why presented his request to God in such a way.
哦，其实神可以把索多玛毁灭掉，但是罗德也得救了。
And in actuality, God could still destroy the city of Sodom and save Lot and his family.
哦，但是呢，神啊，我们就照着我们所知道的来向神求就好了。
But we can ask God and ask him for help based on what we know.
啊，因为真的神的作为常常是超过了我们的想象。
Because a lot of time, God's work or His way is beyond our own thoughts.
我们所看见的，我们所知道的，也真的很有限。
What we can see and what we know are also very limited.
哦，但是我们的神就是这么的好。
But our God is very good.
哦，就照我们现在的我们，啊，我们来面对神，来向神求。
And so we can just come to Him and ask Him. Just as we are.
神知道亚伯拉罕他爱他的侄子罗德。
God knew that Abraham loved his nephew Lot.
亚伯拉罕以为说不要毁灭所多玛，我的子子才会平安。
So in Abraham thought he was thinking that as long as this city was not destroyed, then my nephew would be safe.
因为那是亚伯拉罕他所能够想到的。
Because that is the limitation of what he can think of.
所以神也没有责备亚伯拉罕。
So God did not rebuke Abraham.
神还是做神要做的事情。
God still did what he needed to do.
那神也垂听了亚伯拉罕的祈求。
But he still listened to Abraham's prayer.
所以当我们能够顺服神，那么神的恩典就会彰显在我们的身上。
When we are willing to submit to God, then God's power and His mightiness can shown in our life.
所以当我们在向神求的时候。
So when we are asking God and praying to Him,
我们就不用再去专注一些我们所认为的限制。
We no longer need to focus on these limitations.
或者很多的不可能。
Or the impossibilities.
因为那是在人的能力范围之内，真的有很多的限制。
Because that only true within the limitation of man.
在人的能力范围之内，真的有很多的不可能。
And under man's power and strength, there are many things that are very improbable.
但是我们现在不是在求另外一个人。
But now we are not asking for somebody else.
我们是在求神。
We are asking God for it.
但是人常常会落入这样的一个盲点里头。
But a lot of time we fall into this type of blind spot.
我们以为我们也是在求一个人。
We're thinking that we are asking this from a man.
我们请看出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章十一节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 11.
十一节，摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”
But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
在这里，摩西也是只是看到他自己。
And here Moses also only able to look at himself.
我怎么有办法去做这个事情？
How would I be capable of doing this thing?
我现在已经80岁了。
I am already 80 years old.
我已经离开我以色列百姓40年了。
I have already left Egypt and the Israelites for 40 years.
还有谁会认识我？
Who would know who I am?
还有谁愿意听我的话？
Who would listen to me?
万一有人真的认得我？
Even if someone recognized me.
那其实我是在40年前我从埃及逃跑的一个人。
I was a refugee or someone who ran away from Egypt 40 years ago.
这就是摩西的限制。
So that was Moses' limitation.
这就是摩西他的不可能。
That was his improbabilities.
所以他对神说，我怎么有办法做这个事情？
That's why he asked God, who am I that I should do this thing?
所以神再跟他强调。
So God once again told him.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神说：“我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。”
So he said, "I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain."
那神其实只是重复他才说过的话。
And God.Here actually is only repeating what he already said.
第十节。
Verse 10.
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
Come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
这个神是说我打发你，我让你可以。
And so therefore God here said, I sent you, therefore you may do these things.
那摩西以为说我是要像以前一样靠我自己。
But Moses thought that he was going to rely on himself just like before.
所以如果要神迹发生。
So if we want miracle to happen.
我们不要再专注于自己的限制跟不可能。
We should not focus on our own limitations and impossibilities.
好，这是我们一直要不断的去提醒、去学习的。
This is something that we need to remind ourselves often and also learn.
我们请再看《使徒行传》二十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 27.
《使徒行传》二十七章
，Acts 27，
二十节
，Verse 20，
二十节，太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。
20 Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up.
保罗跟其他的两百多人呢、啊，啊，一起搭船要往罗马。
And so Paul was on a ship with 200 or so people, and they were heading to Rome.
哦，在三十七节说，总共有276个人。
37 said there were 276 persons.
那在三十三节说，他们已经经过了14天。
When verse 33 said it's the 14th day.
好，所以众人都觉得说得救的指望没有了。
So everyone thought that there's no hope to be saved.
好，这是真的，人很有限。
And because man is really have a lot of limitations.
好，尤其这个船在这样的大海里头遇到了大风浪。
Especially the ship has come upon this tempestuous weather.
好，那现在保罗啊，他来安慰众人。
And so now Paul tried to comfort the people.
我们请看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
二十二节，保罗说：“我现在还欠你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，啊，唯独失丧这船。”
And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship.
保罗对他们保证说，没有一个人会丧命。
And so Paul gave them a guarantee that no one will lose their life.
以人的能力啊，是一定会、一定会、一定会会啊，这个会会被大海所毁灭的。
And if by relying on man's own power, they will surely have somebody who will be destroyed by the sea.
但是保罗保证大家不会死。
But Paul here guaranteed to the people that no one will die.
因为二十三节、二十四节，神向保罗显现。
Because in verse 23 and 24, God appeared to Paul.
神对保罗说：“你不要害怕，你一定能够到罗马。”
And God said to Paul, "Do not be afraid. You will surely go to Rome."
因为保罗要到罗马，他要在到该撒面前，为自己来辩白。
And Paul was on his way to Rome to appear in front of Caesar to defend himself.
保罗到罗马去，要去为主耶稣传福音。
And he is going to Rome to preach for the Lord Jesus.
所以神这样向保罗显现，这样对保罗说。
And so the God appeared to Paul and said this to him.
所以保罗他就相信了，他就来安慰这些人。
And Paul believed, and he used that to comfort all the people.
那真的就照着保罗所说的，没有一个人死亡啊，这个船毁掉了。
And indeed, everything happened according to what Paul said. Nobody died, but they lost the ship.
所以是什么让不可能成为可能？
So what makes the impossible become possible?
就是这一位神。
It is God.
我们请看创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章十四节。
Genesis 18 verse 14.
十四节。主神岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
14 is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
这亚伯拉罕跟撒拉他们都认为他们不可能有孩子。
And Abraham and Sarah thought that they would never have a child.
那神已经说了。
But God already said that.
这个撒拉心里还暗笑，这个人在开玩笑，开什么玩笑？
But Sarah laughed at it in her heart and said, "Is this some kind of joke?"
哦，所以神很慎重地说，在主神岂有难成的事吗？
And so therefore God very seriously told them, is anything too hard for the Lord?
哦，所以的确是谁让不可能成为可能？
So who is it that make the impossible into possible?
哦，就是这位全能的神。
It is the Almighty God.
哦，所以啊，我们要不断地提醒自己。
So we have to continuously remind ourselves.
啊，只要这个事情是由神来介入。
As long as God interfered or get involved in this matter.
哦，就不要再用人的看法、想法来把它限制。
And we should not limit it due to man's vision or man's own strength.
哦，那我们应该用怎样的态度？
So what kind of attitude should we look at it?
哦，如果这个事情是很确定的，这是神的事情。
If this matter is very clearly a matter of God.
哦，其实我们就很轻松。
Then it's very relaxing for us.
我们请看以西结书三十七章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书三十七章。
Ezekiel 37.
这个以西结先知是啊，是被掳到巴比伦去。
Prophet Ezekiel was one of the people who were exiled to Babylon.
哦，所以这个犹大国已经快要被巴比伦灭掉了。
So at this point, Judah was almost destroyed by Babylon.
哦，只是迟早的问题。
It's only a matter of when.
哦，一定会有一天被巴比伦灭掉的。
One day it will be destroyed by Babylon.
哦，因为包括以西结在内，已经有好多的犹太人已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
And including Ezekiel, there are a lot of Israelites were already exiled to Babylon.
哦，因为他们被打败了。
They were defeated.
哦，在接下来一定还是被打败。
And what comes after, still they will be defeated.
整个国家是会被灭掉的。
The entire nation will be destroyed.
那这以色列人，这是神的百姓。
And but these are the Israelites; they are the chosen people of God.
哦，在这种情况之下，有谁能够救这个国家
？Under this situation, who can save this nation?
这个国家是这个国家的百姓是神的百姓。
The people of this nation is God's people.
哦，所以谁来负责
？So who is responsible?
当然，神自己来负责。
Of course, it is God Himself.
好，我们请看以西结书三十七章第三节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel 37, verse 3.
第三节，他对我说：“人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？”我说：“主神啊，你是知道的。
”And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" So I answered, "O Lord God, you know."
在第二节说，这个骸骨啊，很多，而且极其枯干。
And verse 2 described that there were many of these dried bones.
哦，很多又是枯干的。
They were many and they were very dry.
哦，是非常非常的没有生命的。
And these bones severely lack life.
哦，那竟然神问这个以西结说，这些骸骨能复活吗？
And still God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live?
哦，在这里，这些骸骨代表着这个以色列人。
And these dry bones here represents the Israelites.
哦，就是说，眼前来看，他们是没有希望的。
So in the near future, we can see that they are hopeless.
他们一定会被巴比伦所灭掉。
They would definitely be destroyed by Babylon.
那么他们能够再复兴吗
？Could they revive again?
哦，照人来看，这不可能的。
And in man's perspective, this isis fairly impossible.
他们的国家本来就是很小的一个国家。
The nation was already a very small nation.
哦，这巴比伦帝国有多庞大的一个帝国
？And Babylon was such a great nation, a great kingdom.
哦，被这样一个大的帝国所灭掉了，哪有可能再复兴
？If they are destroyed by such a great kingdom, how what is the chance for them to revive again?
哦，其实历史上很多民族就是这样子。在历史当中消失的。
And in history, we see a lot of tribe or a lot of nations were destroyed this way.
哦，但是呢，不一样的是，这些是神的百姓。
But what is different is that these people are God's people.
哦，所以先知的回答是说：“主神啊，你知道。”
So the prophet answered, "O Lord God, you know."
所以很多很多事情是的，我们是很有限的。
And indeed, in a lot of things, we are very limited.
哦，但是只要这是神的事情，我们就像先知一样，主啊，你知道。
But as long as it is the matter of God, we should answer like this prophet, O Lord God, you know.
主耶稣对腓力说：“好，这有这么多的人，他们也肚子饿了，我们给他们吃。”
And the Lord Jesus told Philip, "There are that many people here, and they are all hungry. Let's feed them."
腓力马上说：“啊，哪里买这么多？哦，纵然有钱，能够买很多，那也不够啊。”
And but Philip said, "There are so many of them. Even if we have the money, how much do we need to buy to feed all of them?"
哦，这个腓力如果能够像以西结这样回答就对了。
If Philip were only to answer like Ezekiel here, then he would be right.
哦，其实耶稣他本来就知道他要怎么做。
The Lord Jesus already knew what he needed to do.
哦，所以今天因为很多时候我们把事情觉得说这是我的事情。
So today, a lot of time when we look at things, we think that these are our things.
是的，某一个层面这样的态度是对的。神的事情就是我们的事情。
And from some perspective, that is correct because the matter of God is our matter too.
我们感谢神，神让我们来参与他的事情。
We thank God that He let us participate in His things.
但是呢，不是靠有限的我们来经营神的事情。
But we cannot rely on our limited power to manage God's things.
好，以西结书37章14节。
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14.
14节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我看上半句话。
14, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live.
好，这是神说的。
These are the words of God.
好，神有办法。
God has a way.
好，神说我将我的灵放在他们里面，他们就活了。
God said, I will put my spirit in them and they shall live.
好，所以他们其实是有希望的。
So they are actually have hope.
好，因为神要成就的事情是没有办法被阻挡的。
Because if God, the things that God wants to fulfill, no one can stop it.
好，那当然这一段也是在预言我们今天。
And of course, this passage also is a prophecy for us today.
好，在亚当里头的死人能够复活吗？
And the people who died in Adam, can they live again?
哦，能够是在从死的状况变成活的状况吗？
Can they be risen from the state of being dead?
哦，答案是的，可以的。
And the answer is yes, they can.
哦，就是这一个经节。
And this is what this verse is saying.
哦，神将他的灵放在我们里面，我们就要活了。
If God put His Spirit in us, then we shall live.
靠着圣灵的工作。
We rely on the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，接受重生的洗礼。
We receive the baptism of renewal.
啊，我们就要进入活的状况。
Then we will enter into living again.
啊，我们就不在亚当里头那种是死的状况。
Then we are no longer in Adam in the state of death.
哦，所以今天在我们的生活当中，有没有让我们觉得是很困难的甚至是我们的一种很大的负担
？And today in our life, do we encounter something that we deem to be very difficult, and it even become a burden？
或者让我们觉得好像很绝望的
？Or something that make us feel very hopeless？
不要那么强烈，就是说，我们觉得很困难。
Or something that we deem to be very difficult.
如果我们能够跟神来连接上
，If we can connect ourselves to God.
如果我们能够让神看到我们那种很强烈的渴望
，If we can let God see the strong desire in us.
那再仔细的去观察一下，到底神要我怎么做
？And we pay more attention to observe what God wants us to do.
但是我们人常常喜欢问神说为什么
？But a lot of time we like to ask God why.
为什么让我遇到这么困难
？Why do I encounter this difficulty？
为什么让我这么的遭遇到这么的困境
？Why do you put me in such a hard situation？
我们人喜欢 问为什么。
We like to ask the question why.
啊，是的，人与人之间，我们可以常常这样来问为什么。
And indeed, in our interaction with others, we can often ask this question why.
啊，活着的话，常常会有一些不必要的误会。
Otherwise, there might be some misunderstanding.
哦，但是我们对神不太需要去问为什么。
But towards God, it's not really necessary for us to always ask why.
哦，我们要努力的去求神让我们知道我要怎么做。
What we need to focus on is to let God tell us what we need to do.
哦，我们有一个强烈的渴望。
We have a strong desire and longing.
哦，然后还要加上顺服的去做。
Then we need to add upon that our submission, and we do accordingly.
哦，这就是约翰福音第五章这个人领受神的恩典跟能力的最主要的原因。
These are two important factors in this man who received grace from the Lord Jesus in John chapter 5.
哦，那今天我们不是主耶稣。
And today we are not the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以我们也没有那个医治的能力。
So we do not have this power to heal.
哦，但是我们也可以仍然像主耶稣这样子的去关怀周遭的人。
But still, we can do like the Lord Jesus and care for the people around us.
哦，主耶稣在马太福音25章最后讲到分别山羊跟绵羊的那个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 25, the Lord Jesus talked about the parable of the good and the sheep.
哦，那个重点就是爱心。
And the point is love.
哦，那重点就是在于生活当中的关怀。
And the point is having to care for other people in life.
哦，关怀不等于说我们能够去帮人解决问题。
Care does not necessarily mean that we can help the other person solve his or her problems.
哦，但是在关怀当中，很多时候会让这一个人对神发生信心。
But a lot of time when we care for this person, it will make him or her care for God.
哦，在关怀当中，这一个人对神会越渴慕。
And in a process of caring for them, they will long for God even more.
哦，在我们的关怀当中，这个人他可能会更加的愿意顺服神。
And in during our care, maybe this person is more willing to submit to God.
哦，那他就更容易去体验到领受到神的恩典跟能力。
And it will be easier for them to experience and to receive God's power and God's mercy.
哦，当然不是我们来行出这些异能。
And of course, we may not be the one who will perform all these signs and miracles.
哦，但是因为我们的关怀，来成为一个桥梁。
But because of our care, it can be a catharsis.
哦，所以我们也不要怕说，我能够帮助对方什么。
So we should not be concerned of what are some of the things that I can do for these people, for this person.
我们也只是人而已，当然我们常常也是很有限的，很没有能力的。
We are mere human, so a lot of times what we can do is very limited.
哦，那个恩典，那个能力是来自于神。
That power and mercy came from God.
哦，我们就做我们能够做的，这样就可以了。
We just need to do what as we can, and that is enough.
哦，神的恩典，神的能力是很超越的。
God's power and God's grace is surpassing that of ours.
哦，最后我们请看马太福音19章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音19章25节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 25.
25节，门徒听见这话就稀奇得很，说这样谁能够得救呢？
When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?"
哦，这时候门徒觉得说，哇，要得救，这是最困难的一件事情。
At this point, the disciples were thinking, "Well, it's really difficult to be saved."
26节，耶稣看着他们说，这啊，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
是的，神的恩典，神的能力是很超越的。
And indeed, God's power and His grace is really surpassing all things.
哦，所以我们承认，是的，我很有限，甚至我很软弱。
And therefore, we must admit that we are very limited and we have many weaknesses.
好，但是我的神，他的恩典，他的能力是超越的。
But my God, His power and His grace is surpassing all this.
我们一起唱诗，三百九十首。
Let us sing hymn 390.
借着我们的渴慕以及我们的顺服来成全我们所求的。
May the Lord Jesus answer our prayer based on our desire, our longing, and also our submission.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.